The internet wants your clicks. The internet needs your clicks. You have to give them out wisely. That's why we have Sean Ramos-Ferran. He's host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast about the kind of art you don't see in museums. And he gives us his five top internets of the week every week. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Todd.
Now, I'm going to let you finish, but before I do, let's start with number one.
Very nice. Very nice. Kanye West had a big moment on television on Sunday.
I still don't understand award show.
He accepted a Video Vanguard Award at the MTV VMAs. And by Wednesday, someone had turned it into the cold open to Seinfeld.
This arena tomorrow, it's gonna be a completely different setup, some concert, something like that. How could you explain that? It crosses my mind a little bit like when I go to a baseball game. After that night, the stage was gone.
Now, Sean, I don't know about when John's here, but this is like the third time you've come in here with something that's been turned into Seinfeld.
Like the fourth.
Yeah.
But this is a thing that keeps happening. It's fascinating.
And all right, just put it to slap bass. That's the new put exactly. A bird on it. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Todd.
This is The Takeaway. Thank you so much for listening. Number two.
Number two, something that used to happen on TV but now seems to just happen on the internet is like Muppet news breaking.
Yeah.
So this week, a few weeks ago, we found out that Kermit and Miss Piggy were breaking up. And this week, we found out that Kermit has a new love interest and her name's Denise.
Ooh.
And the internet got very, very upset in part and then also was very happy for Kermit.
Okay, maybe that's better.
If you want to Google it, you will find out, as I did, how much Denise actually looks like Marjorie Tyrell from Game of Thrones. It's uncanny.
Wow.
Check it out.
I did not realize that.
Number three.
I didn't see that because she's a felt pig. But what we did learn is that certainly Kermit has a type, and that is felt pigs. I think.
Three.
Okay, number three is just a vine, just a little break in between our five here. It's a guy at what appears to be a toy store, and he's, you know, filming his actions, and he reaches down, and there's like a duck, that one of those ducks that maybe like a pet toy, actually. When you squeeze it, it lets out a little moan, but it's in a giant shopping cart of like hundreds of ducks that let out moans. So he first does the one, and then he does all of them. I can hear that for the rest of my life.
Sounds terrifying.
That's how I've started every day this week, just watching that 10 times.
Number four.
Number four. The Verge made a New Yorker cartoon caption generator this week. I cannot even begin to tell you how much fun it is to play with.
Let me guess. It's a living.
Well, their point is that, like, it's actually totally random. And so they've taken, like, the first, second, third place winners of the caption contest since it began in 2005. So that's some 1,400 captions. And they fed them into a analytical tool that then generates captions similar to those captions, but totally different for each week's contest. And there's a button to regenerate. So if you don't like what you get, you could click it again. And then a button to submit to see if you could win just using an algorithm instead of actually applying your
skills. And they've got to be better than the real thing.
And it's like hours of fun.
Five.
All right, number five is the auto canonizer.
This one's a little weird, Todd, but it's for like the music nerds out there. Do you know what a canon is in music?
I do, yeah.
Okay, great. So for those of us who don't know, imagine the song Row, Row, Row Your Boat and how the lyrical passages keep repeating. There is another tool. This one's about tools on the internet that one of our interns at Studio 360, Jack Desidoro, found that takes any song you want to feed into this program and auto canonizes it for you. And if you're like a music nerd and you like visualizations of your music, then this is just the most fun you'll have all Labor Day weekend.
Oh, we all love repetition at some level, and this makes it catchy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, my head's bobbing, and I think this is probably still going to be playing in it when I go to sleep tonight. Sean Ramos-Ferran, host of Sideshow at Studio 360. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you.